Jared Maloney here, and welcome back to The Raindrop. Today's date is June 25th, 2019, and we're going to have a bit of a short one today. Only three things on the plan: the tonight and next day forecast for the northeast U.S. areas, a small look beyond, and a tropical update, so let's just jump right in. For the background, we really have a beautiful day across the entire eastern seaboard tomorrow. 0% chance of rain for nearly the entire during the daytime. Notice I said nearly, not fully. Though that little spot there is going to lead to an extended shot into Wednesday night. So let's start off where I live in the North Jersey into the tri-state area. Lows tonight are going to be into the low 60s for pretty much the whole region. And as we go into tomorrow, they're going to be clear skies. It's going to be beautiful. And though those highs are going to get up to around 90, it's going to be very, very hot in the region. So if you can, please hit up the pool tomorrow and make sure you drink some nice cold water. And those highs are going to be around 80 as you get along to Long Island. That's even with the sea breeze there, it's still going to be pretty smoldering. Though, after that, as we get on into the evening, getting towards the night, we do have a chance of rain coming in. There's going to be some storms firing up in our next region into New York State, and those will continue down south, though that's mainly going to be for the North Jersey area, and it'll get into a little bit into Connecticut and New York City itself, but mainly those are going to be for the very northern ends of Jersey, and it's going to die off quickly as it gets through the state. So you might see some, you know, might be a little wet overnight. It's not going to be a torrential downpour like it was last night, but it will be a little wet, and the ground isn't holding water well right now, so you will have, your sump pump might be working a little bit. Into New York State next, it's going to be sunny and beautiful till about 5 o'clock when we get some thunderstorms popping up. Those will be in the region, in and out, till probably about 8 and 9 p.m. in the evening. Your lows tonight should be in the low 60s, and your highs should be capped around 80. You actually want to thank the thunderstorms for that one so you don't get up into the 90s. So let's go to the Philly, South Jersey area and Baltimore, D.C., because you all have the same forecast. You're going to have absolutely gorgeous weather. Pretty much cloudless skies out there. Beautiful. Lows should be in the upper 60s pretty much in the entire area, and your highs are going to be into the 90s, and especially as you get further south, you will get close to broaching 100. And yeah, not too much else to say there. For the Boston area, it's going to be pretty similar to the rest of them, except you're going to be partly cloudy, so you're trading off that sun, but your highs aren't going to be as bad into the mid-70s during the day, so that'll actually be quite nice. Your lowest night will be into the mid-60s. So that's it for our one-day forecast. For the general next few days, you should have some nice weather for the rest of the week after the little bit of rain we have tomorrow afternoon into the overnight hours, and it's really only a little bit of rain. You're pretty much going to be clear, and it's looking like the weekend is going to be quite nice again, so that will be great. For the tropical update, though, we do have a little bit of activity. None in the Atlantic yet. We're still early season, and nothing is really happening right now. But in the Eastern Pacific, we finally have our first official storm, which is Tropical Depression 1E. It's forecast to become the first named storm and as a weak tropical storm, and it's going to move west further out to sea over the next few days, really affecting absolutely nothing, barely even some shipping routes. But it's just interesting that that is really going to be the end of a drought that we've been having in that basin since the start of the season. That area in the West Pacific that I mentioned before, it still has a shot to develop. It actually is quite a bit more likely today than it was the time of my recording yesterday. It has not yet, and it could potentially develop very, very soon. But that would also be a relatively weak system with really not too much potential for intensification. But we'll keep an eye on that one there. And that actually does have some potential impacts into the East Asia region. So that's actually all that I have for today. So thank you for listening. If you do have any feedback for me, I would sincerely appreciate it. You know where to reach me by now if you've been listening. That'll be all for today. This has been Jared Maloney, signing off.